War and Peace by Leo Tolstoy, translated by Alamer and Louise Maud. Book 8. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by J. C. Guan. War and Peace by Leo Tolstoy. Book 8. Chapter 1. After Prince Andrew's engagement to Natasha, Pierre, without any apparent cause, suddenly felt it impossible to go on living as before. Firmly convinced, as he was, of the truths revealed to him by his benefactor, and happy as he had been in perfecting his inner man, to which he had devoted himself in such ardour, all the zest of such a life vanished after the engagement of Andrew and Natasha, and the death of Joseph Alexeyevich, the news of which reached him almost at the same time. Only the skeleton of life remained: his house, a brilliant wife who enjoyed the favours of a very important personage, acquaintance with all Petersburg, and his court service with its dull formalities. And this life suddenly seemed to Pierre unexpectedly loathsome. He ceased keeping a diary, avoided the company of the brothers, began going to the club again, drank a great deal, and came once more in touch with the bachelor sets, leading such a life that the Countess Helene thought it necessary to speak severely to him about it. Pierre felt that she was right, and, to avoid compromising her, went away to Moscow. In Moscow, as soon as he entered his huge house, in which the faded and fading princesses still lived, with its enormous retinue, as soon as, driving through the town, he saw the Iberian shrine with innumerable tapers burning before the golden covers of the icons, the Kremlin Square, with its snow undisturbed by vehicles, the sleigh-drivers, and the hovels of the Sivtsev Vrazhok, those old Muscovites who desired nothing, hurried nowhere, and were ending their days leisurely. When he saw those old Moscow ladies, the Moscow balls, and the English club, he felt himself at home in a quiet haven. In Moscow he felt at peace, at home, warm and dirty, as in an old dressing-gown. Moscow society.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?